Hello everyone, welcome to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart. This show isn't just for young filmmakers, it's for any indie filmmakers trying to go big in the film industry, or if you're just someone really interested in how the filmmaking process works out, or that a 14-year-old has a podcast and he's lecturing you about how to make movies. So let's get it on to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. Taxi Driver, an unforgettable, everlasting cinema classic. From legendary director Martin Scorsese comes a four-time Oscar-nominated film starring Robert De Niro, Jodie Foster, and Cybill Shepherd. It was nominated for Oscars including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Original Score, and more. In my opinion, as well as millions of others, this film has some of the best cinematography and music that cinema has ever donned before our eyes. And we owe that pleasure to Michael Chapman, nominee of 2 Oscars, and Bernard Herrmann, nominee of 3 Oscars and winner of 1. Bernard composed some of the biggest films in history, including Citizen Kane, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Vertigo, The Twilight Zone, Psycho, and many, many more. The film is about a mentally unstable veteran that works as a nighttime taxi driver in New York City, where the perceived decadence and sleaze fuels his urge for violent action by attempting to liberate a presidential campaign worker and an underage prostitute. But beware, parents, I strongly caution anyone under the age of 13 from watching it, or anyone that's on the more sensitive side under the age of 15. This movie is definitely a must-watch or must-rewatch for anyone though, especially if you're into critically acclaimed movies or classics. Taxi Driver was released on February 9th, 1976. I'll get to some fun facts and quotes right after this.
And now, a short break from the podcast to thank one of our sponsors who cannot have done this without. So thank you so much, and here's their short message for you.
So now it's time for some goofs and trivia. Paul Schrader originally set the film in Los Angeles, but it was moved to New York City because taxi cabs were much more prevalent there than in Los Angeles. Another one is, director Martin Scorsese claims that the most important shot in the movie is when Dick was on the phone trying to get another date with Betsy. The camera moves to the side slowly and pans down the long, empty hallway next to Bickle, as if to suggest that the phone conversation is too painful and pathetic to bear, which that, everyone, shows some in-depth and amazing cinematography and directing. Jodie Foster was 12 years old when the movie filmed, so she couldn't do the more explicit scenes, and her character is also 12 years old. And Connie Foster, Jodie's older sister, who was 19 when the film was produced, was cast as her body double for those scenes. Robert De Niro worked 15-hour days for a month driving cabs as preparation for this role. He also studied mental illness and, during his off time when filming 1900, visited a US Army base in northern Italy and tape recorded conversations with Midwestern soldiers so that he could pick up their accent. Steven Spielberg once visited the music recording sessions of this movie to tell composer Bernard Herrmann. Herrmann responded, "Oh yeah? Then why do you always use John Williams for your films?" And due to a garbage strike, much of the on-screen felt is real. Bernard Herrmann wasn't going to write the score for this film, but agreed to do it when he saw the scene where Bickle pours schnapps on his bread. Herrmann died on Christmas Eve of 1975, just a few hours after completing the recording sessions for this film, and the movie was dedicated to his memory. Martin Scorsese said that when he filmed his cameo in the backseat of the taxi cab, that he had to sit on a blanket to be able to be seen over the front seat. And now time for some quotes, which I'll try my best to read in character for Robert De Niro's character, but not for the other ones. "So what do you want to hack for, Bickle? I can't sleep nights. There's porno theaters for that. Yeah, I know. I tried that. So what do you do now? Well, I ride around nights mostly. Subways, buses. I figure, you know, if I'm gonna do that, I might as well get paid for it." And so here's another one. "Loneliness has followed me my whole life, everywhere. In bars, in cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. I'm just God's lonely man." And so here's another one that I think is very true and I agree with a lot. And it's, "You're only as healthy as you feel." And some of the most iconic ones that I don't feel qualified enough to impersonate are...
Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
And that's it for today's episode on Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver is available to stream for free on Netflix or paid on Vudu, Amazon Prime, iTunes, YouTube, and Google Play. Thanks so much for listening today, and here's my outro.
If you like this episode, then listen to more every week on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts by searching for the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. If you want to contact us, then our phone number is 775-842-5051. Email us at coltonurquhart@gmail.com or visit our website, sudokuproductions.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week.